To put things in perspective, let me first say that I grew up in Winston-Salem, and I was the first generation in my family to attend college. I want to point this out not because I was impoverished by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, I was blessed with parents that put a great deal of emphasis on education, and fortunately, cost was never an issue. I mention this because not only did I have zero allegiance to Carolina, growing up in Winston-Salem, a mile from Wake Forest, I was a huge Demon Deacon fan. Looking back in my youth, I now realize there seemed to be this fraternity of UNC alumni that were parents to all my contemporaries. We're talking in the mid-60s here, and it was the rise of the Dean Smith era of Carolina basketball. I can even recall being told by a seventh grade girl that Carolina just signed Bill Chamberlain, like I kept up with Carolina recruiting. Needless to say, I took a ton of abuse growing up as a kid, and my hatred of Carolina never weakened through high school. Jim, you and Eddie had a lot to do with the abuse that I took as well. My parents were wise enough to send me to Macaulay's Boys School in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where I was a redshirt ninth grader. It was a wise decision on their part, as for the first time, I was focused on good study habits and academics. In the middle of my second year, Macaulay joined the Tennessee State Athletic Association, which would have made me ineligible to compete in varsity sports my senior year. Since I was doing well academically, I quickly became a junior in the spring of my second year. I mention this because at the time, the only thought of college I had was to go into engineering at NC State, and to be honest with you, I wasn't too concerned about that. After delaying my first chemistry class until my senior year, I quickly realized engineering was not for me. In a panic, I realized I needed to find a new school to attend. A number of my friends at Macaulay were applying to North Carolina and Washington and Lee, so I figured, what the hell? Sent the applications off, and Washington and Lee let me know where I would be attending college in the fall of 1971. Despite growing up 80 miles west of Chapel Hill, I had never set foot in the city. Not until the spring of 1971, when I visited classmates and they showed me around campus at night with multiple stops. Contrasting it to my military school, where drinking could get you expelled, it was all a new experience. I entered in the fall, and despite having my roommate assignment incorrect, I found that my high school boarding experience had prepared me for anything. Well, not even close. Having been sheltered in private school for my entire life, my first foray into a public university was eye-opening, to say the least. In my first 8 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, I was in class with a Jewish girl and black students for the first time in my life. I never realized that others had to worry about their tuition payments and where they could go for dinner at night. In the first weeks of school, I witnessed blacks burning their yearbooks in the pit as they protested their representation in the annuals. These are things that I'm not necessarily proud of, but I quickly realized attending a public university of North Carolina stature was a positive education in itself. I'm not going to stand here and tell you my 4 years at UNC were the best years of my life, but they came pretty close. I had a great time. I made many friends that I will see forever. I became a basketball fan, unfortunately, during the David Thompson era at NC State. I met my wife in my junior year and got married Christmas of my senior year. I'm still not sure how that happened. I received my degree from Arts and Sciences and went to work in the family business. It took a generation for me to realize that attending Carolina truly was one of the best moves I ever made. I became a member of that fraternity I referred to earlier. No doubt there is this common denominator of pride and love for a university that is enjoyed by its alumni. I found myself socializing with fellow alumni and making additional lifetime friends long after my graduation. More importantly, I found myself integrating my two children into that Carolina frenzy that I despised so much growing up. There was no doubt where my son Matthew wanted to attend college. Fortunately, he was a quality student and graduated from Carolina in the class of 2007. My daughter Molly, on the other hand, had thoughts of attending school where she knew no one and could become her own self. That is, until she went to visit her brother for the weekend, her junior year in high school, and acknowledged she wanted to attend Carolina as well. She graduated in the class of 2009. I live by this theory that you're only as happy as your least happy child. Not only did both of my kids have incredible four-year experiences at Carolina, they both found their niches involved with Carolina basketball. Matthew was not a great athlete, but had a love for basketball and became what I think is referred to as a fundamentally sound and smart player. With the benefit of Dean Smith's legacy of the value of having a junior varsity basketball team, Matthew was able to continue his participation by playing an additional 2 years on the JV team and help assistant coaching for a third. It was a combination of the JV team's play along with his business school degree that caused career counseling to recommend he apply for one of the two Nike internships awarded to Carolina student athletes. He was fortunate enough to be successful and has been with Nike in Portland since graduating. He will be moving to Amsterdam next month to work in Nike's European headquarters, fulfilling a goal of his. Molly, on the other hand, after spending 2 years being a manager on the JV basketball team, was fortunate enough to be the lone female manager, another Dean Smith innovation, on the 2008 and 2009 teams. We're talking one ACC championship, two Final Fours, and of course, one national championship. Talk about living vicariously through your children. Molly also went into career counseling with the goal of going into marketing. Career counseling suggested she parlay her basketball experience into a summer internship at ESPN after her junior year. She was successful in this, and upon her return from her internship, informed me that she would be returning to New York after graduation with or without a job. Despite the fact there probably wasn't a more difficult period to be searching for employment than in the middle of 2009, Molly did begin work at ESPN in New York shortly after graduation. She worked there until last fall, until she took a similar position with Good Morning America. Both of my kids are no doubt in this fraternity. They are very involved not only with their classmates, but through their participation in GAA events in their respective cities. We gave both of them lifetime memberships when they graduated. As a matter of fact, Matthew is now dating a Carolina grad that Molly met at a Carolina get-together in New York. As I mentioned earlier, it took me a generation to realize what Carolina means to me. I have two kids that had incredible experiences while at Carolina. I have two kids that are enjoying their careers thanks to UNC Career Counseling. I have two kids that are enjoying life in their respective cities, in part thanks to the efforts of GAA. Other than worrying about my grandkids getting into Carolina from out of state, I'm a very happy guy.
Thank you, Frank.